Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I so love getting to talk to the folks that I get to talk with. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, host of the Dr. Pat Show. And we come to you live a lot of hours a week. This is one of my favorite hours in doing talk radio out of the 14-plus hours I do. And I love this hour for several reasons. One is we're in really good hands. We've got some great producers in this network, and so many people listen to the show, and all of you are the absolute best. Here's what I want to say about tonight's show. I've always wanted to have conversations with folks that have to do with some phenomenon that most people don't even understand. But the question is, what might that be? Well, tonight, all of us are going to get to step through the doorways of what archetypal dream work is about. What is that experience? What do we need to understand about it? And what are the hidden aspects of the self that we can learn more about? I love being able to bring these experts to the table. Mark Bregman and Krista Lancaster joining me here today. They are, first and foremost, some of the leading experts in this field, but more importantly, passionate about what they do and help many people understand some of the things that some folks seem to believe are not understandable. Today, let me just tell you a little bit about Mark. He's joining us here today as the founder of Archetypal Dreamwork and the co-founder and co-director of North of Eden. You're going to really hear what that is about. In practice since 1973, he is the author of many books, and you'll hear about those as well. And what we know is that when someone like Mark comes to the table to talk about dreams, to talk about dream work, you know, to take what he's learned over a lifetime and then connects with someone like Krista Lancaster, the founder and co-director of North of Eden, then what we want to learn is the message, the mystery, and the miracle of symbolism and some of the most profound visualizations and images that we have, and those are through our dreams. Tonight's show is what I call an amazing spectacle, something just you don't want to miss, because we're going to be talking about dreams and dream work, and more importantly, how do we discover the mystery? How do we discover if every dream really does have an intention? How do we discover what these archetypes are all about? So fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to be able to talk about the mystery, the magic, and the miracle. And if you think quantum physics is something that some folks used to think about as the future, wait till you hear what we have to say about dream work. Thank you both for joining the show today. Welcome, both of you, to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Thanks.
I'm going to ask a question that, before we kind of get into this really juicy topic, as I like to say, I want to ask a couple different questions of each of you. And I want to start out with you, Mark, and then Krista, I would love to get with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about your work. We're going to talk about the books. We're going to talk about how you help people. But here's the question for each of you. Given everything you've done and what you've discovered, what are some of the challenges, Mark, that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Challenges that I've had to overcome, probably being able to listen and forego all of my judgments and ideas and education in order to hear what this other realm was presenting us through dreams. And because, you know, so much can be learned if we get out of the way. And so for me, I would say about 35 years ago, when I began to, you know, finishing my college tours and so forth, and then I began to understand or hear things through the dreams and through my own psyche that were different than what I had been trained to know, like the Jungian work and Freud and all these things that were really cool. I really loved it, but it didn't match with what I was being shown. And so there is quite a variance to the work that we do, that is to say the intention of the dream versus the way oftentimes dreams are discussed and understood.
It's really kind of, you know, for many people, it's kind of disturbing at some level to, you know, get a sense of what dreams are about and what they're not about. And we're going to talk about what I found to be one of the most interesting introductions to a book that I've ever read, and we'll get to that in a minute. Krista, I want to ask you the same question, you know, because here you are, you know, you're also working with North of Eden and certainly co-author of you know, the Deep Well tapes, and I wanted to get that sense from you. You know, moving beyond obstacles is something that people love to talk about a lot. For you, what has your pathway been about, and what have you had to kind of move behind and leave behind?
Well, a huge amount of my own personal stuff, and as you know, as we say, and I think the thing that I would say that was the largest obstacle for me was the word shame, the sense of my own lack that had, you know, that either I came into this life with or reproduced in my family system. And for me to grow through my dreams in order to be able to stand in my own truth, when I had a real shadow of shame that hung over me, and you know, managed to live a life out in my early adulthood that sort of drove me into the crisis through which I emerged into this work and found my way through the dreams to the person I have become, who is able to speak for this work and continue to grow, because the journey. I mean, my personal journey through my own obstacles, it never stops. And so it really is a living experience for me of this work. But I'd say that for me was the thing that was there for me to grow through.
That's incredible. You know what I love? I love to take a look at how we all get interweaved in this just amazing tapestry that we call life. And I'm really struck by how someone like you, Mark, kind of connects with someone like Krista, and together you produce this amazing body of work. You know, how do you explain the connection the two of you have and the commonality in the passion that you have for this work?
Well, when I started out, of course, I was a solo guy, and Krista was a client some 23 years ago today, I think, or pretty close. And, you know, she, was just, like, I had many clients, and she...
I was one of them.
Right, and it's, I don't know, I mean, it just, she had in her a capability that, brought her through her own personal work, and then, sparked the evolution, which is Noe. The fact is, there wouldn't be no Noe without her, because I was pretty much locked into one-on-one sessions for the rest of my life, and I wasn't much of a group person. And so much of what Noe is about retreats where we use the dream work in small groups, and of course all the books and everything that are out. I alone would never have done that. I would have been in my office and retired. So she reflected a whole other social side to me that allowed the birth of the community, which is North of Eden.
I mean, this is what I love. We, you know, isn't it really interesting how we kind of hook up with people, we run into people that either bring out the best of us, the worst of us, or maybe even the best and the worst of us in so many ways. You know, Krista, how would you explain this in terms of, you know, the energy or the universal connection that we all have?
Well, all I can say is that when I was leaving Providence, Rhode Island, 23 years ago today, I had a choice of going to New York City or Vermont, and I headed north with a five-year-old child and $20 in my pocket, and I ended up finding a little house. It's about 3 miles from where Mark was living, and you know, very quickly, someone handed me his card and said, "Go see this man," and I was 29 years old and had sort of hit the wall that I was describing, and you know, I simply called him and went, and through the work that I was doing, I felt an affinity with what this work was in a larger sense, and so we continued in this way, and I became, as Mark was describing, a colleague, and I had my part to bring, and I, you know, I don't know, it is a larger story that I do believe has antecedents, you know, in other times and space, and there's no question that we came together in order to birth this work at a time when it could actually be received and understood.
Exactly.
And I think
exactly.
The combination of who we are is a good thing.
Right, and of course, on we've come to a point after 21 years of clients. Therapist and then a collegial relationship. We're now engaged to be married.
Wow! Congratulations.
Thank you. It's pretty cool.
So we're, you know, kind of closing the circle, so to speak.
Absolutely. Doesn't get closer than that.
No kidding. I love that. I love to kind of use that sort of analogy. You know, the closing the circle. I mean, some people say that's what the rings on a finger really mean.
Absolutely.
You know, but we could probably spend the next 5 hours talking about symbolism. I wanted to introduce people to your work, and the way that I want to do that is, you know, there are a couple of questions that I know that you get to ask in the work that you do, but there are questions right now that people across the globe are asking. They're asking about their lives. They're asking about humanity. You know, they're asking, you know, questions about what's important. And so I guess one of the questions that I would like to ask each of you has to do with the soul, has to do with what we learn and what can be learned. Is there such a thing as soul language, as I think you reference? But what does that mean to us in our everyday lives, Mark?
Well, unfortunately, not very, very much, because the soul doesn't live in this realm.
Mm-hmm.
That somehow, when we mature from the ages of 2 days or 10 years, that gets lost and drops down deep in the necessity of surviving and functioning in this world and dealing with our parents and just our, and whatever baggage we bring in that triggers the kind of reactions we have to the world around us. So we are never the real self, after a certain time. And the psyche or REM sleep, is always trying to have us reclaim that which was lost, so that if we can find our true selves once again, and of course that's, you know, you hear that, the true self and the self. But I would say that in my career, I've rarely seen someone who has, no matter how much work they say they've done, that their dreams ever really agreed with what they thought they had done. And the problem is that dreams, in stage one clients, this is usually the type of dreaming that comes in. The first stage of the dreams is confronting the person with all the illusions and the deceptions they have about what they think they are. So that in, as the work advances, the true self has a space to come in. But we're so filled with ideas about ourselves and that aren't really true. They've become true because we somehow create ourselves, or ourselves however gets created in us, and that's what we think is us. So dreams have in order to bring the soul self into the world, so that your point of, well, what does that have to do with everyday life? Well, I think that the psyche is striving to achieve that. But unfortunately, and this isn't from something that I'm just saying because I'm saying it or I believe it, I'm saying it because over the years, dreams have demonstrated that people basically have illusions about who they are that have to be cleared out before the soul can begin to emerge in subsequent dreaming.
Wow. You know, one of the things I want to ask you, we're going to take a short break and come back, but there's so many questions around the work that you've created. You know, so much it really steps into the space of unanswered questions for so many people. When we come back with Mark and Krista, we're going to be talking about dreams. And more importantly, you know, what are these dreams? What is dream work? What are these archetypes? And why is it we wake up some days and we know we've had an incredible dream, we know it has profound meaning, and yet feel lost to figure out what that is all about? We've got so much to talk about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show, more with my very special guest joining us here today, Mark Bregman and Krista Lancaster. When we come back, we'll be talking about dreams, we'll be talking about their book, their work, and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/ I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Really, really cool. I am like completely jazzed. I get to talk to Mark Bregman as well as Krista Lancaster. These are two of the leading experts in what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about dream work. We're talking about archetypes. We're talking about Carl Jung. You name it. We're going to get there. May even talk about sex therapy. Who knows? Mark, I know, I got you on that one, didn't I? I mean, come on, we're talking about dreams, so let's get real here. Who doesn't
That's
have
true.
Dreams sex?
Everything happens in dreams.
Thank you. I got to get my composure here for a minute. let's talk about the question that I kind of left with before the break. And, you know, Mark, Krista, I mean, the deal is this. A large part of our lives, you know, we walk around asking ourselves certain questions. I mean, I think when you interview Deepak Chopra, he says there are about three or four questions we ask ourselves. You know, why am I here? What is my life purpose? And so forth. I don't remember all of his questions. You know, I often thought, and I remember asking him one time, you know, I think there's another question that people ask. And that's the question of, what happens when I die? Where do I go? And, you know, this brings me kind of full circle. Because so often we have visualizations of life, we have visualizations of death, and we have visualizations of things we can't make sense of, and we call them dreams. So Mark, let me ask you this question. How do our dreams fill a gap, perhaps, that we have in the way we interpret the lack of life we live in this lifetime sometimes?
Well, dreams reflect exactly that. They reflect both the abysmal reality that we live in, which typically we don't know that we're living, or we do and we don't admit it, or we take drugs to try to cover it up. But the obviously, you know, a lot of us really know that something's wrong or that something's off. And the dream gets in there to try to carve out a space that says, okay, all this that you think is not true. And once that's established, then, and this is not in all cases, but generally speaking, once that's established, then there'll be new set of dreams that reveal what's behind the closet door. And stepping into that other realm is, part of a reality that does not come easy, because it means that we have to, in a way, we call the death of self, that what has been our life in order to feel into the deeper reality of the divine, of our other realm, we have to change our way that we feel about everything. And feelings typically have to be evolved through the descent into deep hurts or trauma, fears, the really core things that we've covered up in a myriad of ways. So the idea of Narnia or some truly wonderful reality that sits inside of us bumps up against some of the hardest places in ourselves. That is, the deepest traumas, the deepest places that we protect ourselves from the divine or from the beautiful, the inner spiritual life, because we're protecting ourselves from some deep wound. And so, unfortunately, the work is not just getting the good stuff. It means to face into the deeper hurts and feelings that we never want to ever have to feel, and yet it's always there. And that's probably the hard part of the work, is that do you want to feel the hard stuff in order to get the good stuff? And
yeah, that's a great question, isn't it?
That's right. We would just like to get the good stuff and not have to do anything for it.
Yeah,
just
there you go.
It's not the way the dream reality works, and that's what makes it so challenging to do real dream work, to take the journey through the dark night and the abyss, which is the past history and past feelings that we forgot about.
So I want to jump in here, because you might want to ask, well, why would anyone do that? Dark nights, abysses, you know, but...
You're reading my mind. That is exactly where I was going to go with that.
I mean, we're in Vermont, and it's dark most of the year here, so we're used to, you know, addressing the dark, but... you know, really, the person who comes in the door who wants to do this work typically is someone, getting back to your question, who feels lost on some level, and may be terrifically successful in their outer life or not, or, you know, have a wonderful spouse or not, but still feels on some level disconnected or isolated or some version of, you know, 21st century lostness. And you know, the kind of client who tends to gravitate towards this kind of work wants to know something and is willing to look at the hard stuff in order to move through it to get the treasure. And it's the challenge of beginning the work to be able to hold the promise of the treasure for a dream worker, someone who is wanting to understand and senses that there is this incredible mystery, and if they just had the key to unlock, you know, and to decode, that they would know. And many people who come to me, for instance, know that the dream, have been following their dreams for many, many years, or have written them down since they were a teenager, and they know, and they have, you know, journals stuffed away in their cupboards because they're sure there's an answer there. And so while Mark is talking about sort of the larger picture of the work, on a very sort of simple step-by-step level, it's not a complicated process. Each dream is really a teaching story that gives a person, in bite-sized portions, what they need to know and learn about themselves in that moment, in that week, to sort of begin to unearth the true shining beauty of their soul self. And even though we're using words like soul and archetype, it's actually, and it is mysterious, but it's mysterious in the way that everyday life is mysterious, because the dream, a presenting dream of a first client, will show something very simple about perhaps the way one is at the, you know, the bus stop when the bus is late, and the reaction of anger. And it could be as simple as that snapshot, like what is that feeling of anger that is sparked when the bus is late or when somebody elbows you on the way onto the bus. So it's these little details of where we are not really feeling into who we are, where our reactions are, where we project what we're not feeling onto our lives. And so the dream is merely, not merely, but simply, in a beautiful and succinct and elegant and personal way, presenting where the problem is that's blocking the unfolding of both self and the way to really living in alignment with the soul.
That is so beautifully said, Krista. You know, this is for many people, they know the power of a dream, even if they don't know what the dream means.
That's
when
right.
We come back from break, we're going to be talking about, you know, the progression of dream work. Is it different today than it was during the time of Carl Jung? How has the work progressed? And why are we so fascinated with dreams to the point of having mega billion dollar movies around horrific dreams and dreams that come true and dreams that don't? What is underneath this? When we come back, we'll be talking about archetypes and what they mean in today's culture and popular, and more importantly, you know, in our lives. How do we make sense of them? Well, the two folks that I've got here tonight know how to talk to us about them and what they've learned over time and how we could all understand what the pathway looks like to our soul's journey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest joining me here today, Mark Bregman and Crystal Lancaster. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everyone.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow, really cool show tonight. We're going to really get into it now. Very special guest joining us here today, Mark Bregman and Crystal Lancaster. We're going to talk for a minute. What I'd like to do before we get jumping into the next segment, would you all let people know the best website to find out more about you all, about your retreats, and also about the books, because I do want to mention that, here for a minute. So can we give out some information for folks right now?
Sure. So our website is www.northofeden.com. So that's all one word, NORTHOFEDEN.com. And that has everything you would need to know about us. It has our books. It has information about our educational arm, the Center for Archetypal Dreamwork, through which we offer online classes in all aspects of the work we do. Mm-hmm. We have our books listed there. We have testimonials by people who have practiced this work for many years, and we have art and writing and poetry and we have a...
Stuff about the retreat center?
Yep. We have information about the retreat center and a journal called Deluge. So it's an incredible resource for anyone whose interest is piqued by this evening's radio show.
And, you know, I'm really going to just, you know, we're barely touching on the surface of your work. I mean, you know, and we'll talk about this in a minute. So there's lots of information you all can find at the website, including information about the books, including, other information, the audiobooks that are available, and much more. Mark, Krista, thank you both for joining me here tonight. You know, I want to get to that question that I kind of teased a little bit before break. And, you know, it is sort of this, and I don't know if I should call it an obsession, but sometimes it feels like it. You know, this idea of people really trying to understand, talking about dreams, talking about archetypes, yet folks don't really say, oh, that's an archetype. They don't really say that. But, you know, underneath that, we're using language that would point to the work or the work that we thought of about Carl Jung and from Carl Jung. So I want to ask this question. You know, have we made progress in this area, or did Jung pretty much say it all?
Well, the problem there is that Jung actually had a secret book called The Red Book that's out now that he was writing the real stuff and wouldn't let anybody see because he was afraid that he'd be, like, laughed out of the family, so to speak. And all his other books that everybody follows, and they're great books, have nothing to do with the psychotic way that you journey to the confrontation with yourself and the divine or the archetypal self. He just talked about it in a symbolic way that everybody could relate to because it didn't confront the personal journey itself. And so I think a lot of the Jungians, now that the Red Book is out, are poo-pooing it. They're saying he was crazy and this and that. But really, the sad truth is that he withheld, didn't think it was the right time to say the truth. And in fact, one of his interviews, he said, the unconscious is unconscious. Mm-hmm. But what he was saying was, I'm not talking about what's really going on here. So in the Red Book, he actually does, using himself as the example, and with us, it was wonderful to have the Red Book come out because it's exactly the kind of work that we do. So I would like to feel like between the Red Book and the materials that we're sharing, and I'm not saying we're the only ones doing it, but we've looked around and there aren't many, that take the person so deep in themselves that they're beyond their recognition of who they are. That it's scary to go so deep that you're, you know, in a world without the mental idea or the construct of what you thought you were. That you're truly being brought to a place, being dismantled, so that you can engage the divine without all your stuff that you've taken on, you know, your identity and all the things that you do in the world are sort of taken away, and you're reduced to a deeper place where you never, you know, where you're naked.
So in other words, the way I understand what you're saying, Mark, is that in the Red Book, Jung is documenting his own personal encounter with his his shortcomings, you know,
yeah,
which is a
exactly.
mild way of putting his, you know, his demons, how he right. was, how, you know, he really had to look at kind of what a jerk he was, and he talks about it, and different figures come in his dreams, which he writes about in a great way, in a very dramatic way, and they are very confrontive about, you know, how he's you know, very proud and how his superiority gets in the way of his, you know, really being able to receive the divine. So it was just really, it was really exciting when we went to New York in the fall and we saw the, you know, the copy of the Real Red Book at the Reuben Museum. And I would say that this work is very much, you know, the godchild of Jung's, what he evolved, in the sense that it's not, we're not really interested in, or I'm going to say what we are interested in is entering into, through the gateways of feelings, down into the depths of the self that we left behind at different stages in our mm-hmm. life when mm-hmm. there was a trauma or a disturbance or, you know, an event, a death or divorce, which caused a door to close. And the dreams really do, step by step, go back and open those doors in the timing that is perfect for the person. So it's not a random thing, and it's very, very controlled in a way. Like, no person that I've ever worked with has ever gone over the edge, because the dreams, the wisdom of the psyche is so great that only what a person is ready to confront is revealed.
Well, I love this. And let me just tell you how in tune our listeners are. I just receive and I get instant messages during the show, and I've got a great instant message that's going to open the conversation up to really talk specifically about archetypes. I've got one of our folks and joining the show. Thank you, LF, for sending this in. I've got to ask this question because I think this is a question, although, you know, the situation is not like everyone would have, but I think this is something we all want to know. So here's the scenario. What about recurring dream about the witch that would not let me out of the bathroom and at some point stopped me from getting out of my room? I've had the dream over and over, then it stopped, and 25 years later had the same dream only twice. What is my fear about? Isn't that an interesting question? I love that our listeners are so open to give that to us to work with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's a classic type of event. It's this person was warned 25 years ago that, I mean, this witch is clearly what we might call, or Jung would call, the dark mother, but it really, I mean, it could reference issues with the mother, but it could reference issues around guilt or paralysis, or a way in which a person is held hostage by their, what we call in our work, the pathology. And the pathology is a force that goes against the divine, and in this case, it was shown to this person a long time ago. Now, the fact that the person stopped dreaming about it, well, I'll tell you, if the person was doing work regarding their dreams, they would have been able to have a journey that would have rescued them from this place. So 25 years later, obviously the condition hasn't changed, because nothing's going to change. It's going to change only by extraordinary work. And so this person is yet again being reminded, look, this is still going on, and I'm sure if they were to look at their life, they would see how, however this is reflected in behaviors or choices they've made, that they'll probably see that, yeah, I feel like I've been stuck my whole life. And so the dream is simply encouraging them to say, look, this is still going on, let's do something about it. It's like pulling the fire alarm, and, you know, eventually the person doesn't do anything about it, then it will just go away again. But the problem hasn't.
And I would say that if the dream is showing up again, there's a really good reason, and that the dreamer is fortunate in that their psyche is still rooting for them and wanting the message of the dream to be revealed.
I love what you just said.
I think that, you know, the dreams disappear. A lot of people tell me I don't dream. So the fact that your listener or our listener is saying, yes, it's still coming is a great sign that it's still wanting, that there is an openness in her to receive the message and to become liberated in whatever way from that witch that does not want her to be all of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think
let me ask you about this, because is the witch then considered an archetype? And could we explain to our listeners what we mean by that?
Well, for us, we use the term a little differently than other people have used it.
Great.
We call our dream work archetypal dream work in the sense of dream work of the divine. And so rather than archetype being a general term to describe really the negative and positive aspects of ourselves, we really use it as the divine. So an archetype in this work would be that which comes from the force that wants to liberate us, or that which is of the divine. And we refer to the characters or personifications that come, for instance, like the witch, as the pathology. For better or for worse, it's a term that sort of covers that which is opposed, is like an oppositional force to the force that wants to awaken us.
And, you know, part of this question, and I think this is a great example, you know, our friend out there, LF, has asked the question, you know, what am I afraid of? What is my fear about? And, you know, you talk about that in the book and in your work. I mean, you address fear, and you come out and you say what fear is about. And I would love to have a conversation about fear, because so many people right now are feeling that. And, you know, and the other part of this is, how do you find out what the stuckness is about? Because both of those seem to be coming up, you know, in our listeners, you know, scenario. But boy, I got to tell you, you know, our listener is not alone.
Well, first of all, fear is a way through the stuckness. And most people have been trained at birth to be taught that fear, you need to react to fear. If you have fear, it's something bad that's occurring. Of course, if somebody's beating on you, or you, or something terrible is occurring, then those fears are true. But basically, in the psyche, this person is there. Fear's not the issue, unless maybe in the dream they were feeling fear. The point is that somehow or other, the stuckness that they were having is a way to avoid fear in many cases. I'm not saying this is an example of that, but fear is typically a way out. And because we avoid fear, that allows the pathology to get our claws in us. And other ways that we get stuck are because we're actually avoiding a deeper fear.
So in other words, if the fear is just a signal to stay there rather than to back away. I think that we're conditioned to react to that sensation of fear instead of staying with it and exploring it long enough to see what is on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that begs the question, you know, why listen to our dreams? And I think that's kind of, you know, for so many of us, we've avoided our dreams, or as you said earlier, some people don't dream anymore. But this particular person, and you know, and other folks that are instant messaging me at this point in time, are kind of asking the same thing. You know, what are we to learn from our dreams, and how do we learn it? Thank you for that question. That's a great question.
Yep, it is a great question. And again, I would say, you know, dream by dream. I would give an example of from myself to make it more concrete.
Great.
The first day that I arrived in Mark's office when I was 29 years old, a long time ago, I had a dream where I was in a Paris nightclub and I was holding a baby and I was trying to nurse the baby, and a friend came over and I went to hand the baby to the friend, and the baby exploded into rats and bile, and the rats sort of skittered off into the corners of the nightclub. And, you know, what to do with a dream like that? My life,
wow.
I was completely lost. I was in a marriage where my husband was having an affair with another woman. I had a small child. I kind of had no idea what was going on. And when I went in with that dream, I had no clue. And I did know that I was somebody who was very, very scared. What I didn't know was the rats were about the shame that I spoke of at the very beginning of the show. That was kind of the way that I saw my soul, was as shame-filled rats. And so I can't remember what the lead into this was, but it's really like, how can we know without an image like that? How could I have known prevailing shame was as an issue in my life? So I know what I wanted to say. It's just so specific. And that,
yes,
there was that one dream, that one teaching that exploded, literally, the lie that I was carrying around with me, you know, that I thought I was one way and I wasn't. And how could I possibly know who I really was when these rats were impersonating a baby, basically?
Right,
right,
and it
exactly
really reflected a dark, at that time, the, you know, a dark reaction that your psyche was having to how you were living your life, not realizing you thought your life was going along just fine. It was just because of this husband of yours that was the problem.
Well, of course, no.
Your baby that was...
Right, it was, of course, my life reflected the lack of connection with my true self, that babies in dreams are about who we really are. And so I had to start over from, you know, scratch at that point. That dream single-handedly sort of turned my life upside down, because I had to begin to look at what it was in me that was allowing myself to live in a marriage with a man who had another woman and who lived in our house. We had this menage a trois, and you know, that I could tolerate such an incredibly painful situation.
You know,
reality,
this really kind of, I mean, this takes
rats
me to this.
That you were living with.
I was
didn't
living
know
with
it.
The rats. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. But, and this is really interesting, because this kind of gets back to, you know, the conversation about our dreams. It's almost as if, from what I'm hearing you say, is our dreams have purpose. Some people in modern day time call it intention.
Yeah.
But that would tend to lead to the fact that there may be some underlying plan, some underlying direction, almost like a dream is a compass. And so if that analogy is somewhat correct, then where is the compass leading us to, Mark?
Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Just thinking a moment. Well, the compass always leads inside. And inside is where our self is and the life we should be living is, and how we would feel if we were that would be totally different than how we feel or how we think when we're not. So the problem with the direction idea is it says, I'm going to make, like you said, Seattle or California, or Krista said, they'll go here or there. Life choices are, like a lot of people with dreams say, what's the dream telling me? What should I do? What job should I get? Which way? Which not? But really the dream will say to you, you know what? Before you worry about where you go or who you marry, the thing you need to do is make a different choice about who you are inside. So the journey is counterintuitive to what you would think, because we want to make dreams be like, okay, here I am in the world, help me. But what the dream actually wants to do is to take us down in ourselves, where we are experiencing a landscape, a reality that is not this one, that it's one in which a whole theater is inside of us.
And in that theater, we as analysts help the dreamer to make different choices than they make in the dream. Mm-hmm. And experience the feelings that come up from those different choices. We make choices because, certain choices because we're afraid, usually, or whatever. We think this that will happen, so we go here instead of there. So for example, if you have a dream where there's one road that leads off to a flat area and another road leads down over a cliff, well, clearly the dream analyst is going to help the person go off the cliff, not go down the flat. It's always the place we're most scared of in our dreams that we have to, that if we're willing to go that direction and experience it in the session, we'll have another dream that will invite us to go deeper in what that meant and what that opens up in us because we were willing to feel the fear by taking that step. It may not in that moment have a direction that says, if you take that path and go over the cliff, it means you do this in your life. But down the road, it does always come back to when you're a different person, you'll make different choices. So it's very tricky because you don't want to guide the dreamer to say, this dream is telling you to do this or that. What it's telling you to do is to take a journey within the self, and that journey opens up the whole miraculous reality that we generally only think exists outside of us.
Well, you know, it brings me back, you know, Krista, and thank you, Mark, for that. It brings me back to, you know, our listener that talked about the witch at the door of the bathroom. You know, it wasn't like the witch was at the door of the bedroom or at the top of the basement. You know, it's kind of interesting to think about, you know, this witch that wouldn't let me out of my bathroom. And some point,
bathrooms are about shame, so that goes along with the issue is really stay in shame rather than face into any fear. So I would have to say to the person who called in that probably the issue isn't fear at all. It's shame or what they might call it fear of being found out or fear of being wrong or failing or something like that, because that's what bathrooms are really showing you in a dream. So, yes, that's so they're stuck in shame and to avoid some other deeper feeling which would allow them to journey. I'm not saying it's even fear. It could be a lot of things. But, shame is not a feeling. It's an emotion. It's a mutation of a feeling. And therefore, the witch can control you as long as you're stuck in that kind of an emotion.
Wow. I can't believe how quickly this hour has gone by. And I want to thank you both for joining us here today. And before we kind of leave, what I'd love for you to be able to do is give out your websites one more time. And if you have a personal message you want to leave our listeners with, and thank you both so much for joining me here tonight. I told you we could have probably gone on for hours with this. So please give
us that website again. Yep. The website is www.northofeden.com. That's NORTHOFEDEN.com. And the message that I'd like to end with is that every dream has an intention to lead you back to who you really are. And the journey is well worth it.
Thank you, Krista. Mark, how about you?
Well, I said a lot of things. I could have said a lot more, for sure, as you suggest. It could be, you know, hours and hours. I guess the message I would leave the dreamer with is that your dreams will set you free.
I love it. Thank you both. And perhaps maybe what we'll do is we'll schedule you for double hours on my daytime show. And we'll really have a blast. Thank you both so much for joining the show here today. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. And LF, thank you for sending that question in, which led to many more questions. We will bring Mark and Krista back. So thank you all. Remember, as you step out into the world, you have a divine birthright to live life full out. Go ahead and do it. Smile at it. And dream, dream, dream. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek God's yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek God's yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek God's popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek God's kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit RaisingGrace.com or call 401-588-1799.